are tuned in to your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you, and I'm joined by Jenna Kim. And she is an artist here in Jackson Hole. She has a show coming out this Friday called Color Freak World. It's opening at the Rose from 7 to 10 p.m. on Friday. Jenna, thanks for joining me here in the station.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so you're relatively new to Jackson. You said you moved here from South Korea last year.
Uh-huh. I moved here last January from Seoul, South Korea.
So, Jenna, for this series, Color Freak World, you have essentially created a fictional world. Tell us about this world that you have created for this series.
So it's a fictional world that has the people who will wear outfits with the patterns that I create. And also the world itself has a lot of patterns and colors. So a lot of paintings will show what we can see in reality. And so I wanted to create a new world, or the world people have never seen before. So when they are in my show, or when they see my paintings, they can just experience a totally new world that's full of colors and patterns. And that's how, I mean, it started with a one drawing that was based on this African tribe girl that I saw in the book. And then I wanted to make a series of portraits, and then I realized that, oh, these are actually the people who are living in my own world because I created them. And I just named it Color Freak World, and they're the people living in Color Freak World.
Hence the Color Freak. That's your Instagram handle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Color Freak Ninja?
Color Freak Jenna.
Color Freak Jenna.
A lot of people think there's a Color Freak Ninja, but I'm thinking of changing my name to Color Freak Ninja. It sounds really good.
So tell me about this trip that you took to Southeast Asia. You went to Laos and Vietnam, and you were inspired to make the Color Freak tribes people from your trip to Southeast Asia.
Yes, I was always drawn to indigenous people, but before my Laos trip, especially African tribes or Native American tribes. And then it just broadened my perspective of the world. And I stayed with one of the hill tribes in Laos, and they had this beautiful embroidered textiles, and their outfits were really colorful. And so anywhere you go, you can find really good pieces of textiles, especially colorful. So I just brought all of them to Korea, and I started painting based on them.
I went in Laos and I toured a loom workshop down there, and some of the patterns are so intricate and beautiful and very complex.
Uh-huh. They have a very natural sense of colors and color combinations, and which is really awesome.
If you're just joining me, I am here with local artist Jenna Kim. She has a show opening this Friday, Color Freak World, at The Rose from 7 to 10 p.m. Yeah, let's talk about this process for your work. You show your work really well on your Instagram. Walk us through this.
Oh, yeah. So the process is before I start this painting, I lay out all the books and textiles and all the pictures that just inspires me on the floor or around me. And I started sketching, and I draw the portrait first, and then I add patterns, and then I do a landscape at the end.
So talk about these landscapes. The background of these portraits are landscapes from your travels in the American Southwest. Where all have you visited since your time here in the States?
Well, my husband is from North Carolina, so we had to move from North Carolina to Wyoming. So we took a road trip. It took 10 days. And so we stopped by New Mexico, Utah, and other places in Wyoming. And I saw these red rocks and these beautiful landscapes with snow and big field. And I took a lot of, I think I took like 5,000 pictures on that trip. And then, after the trip, I started blending this landscape with my portrait paintings.
So what's your involvement here in the art community of Jackson Hole? I know you are one of the teachers over at the Art Association.
Yes. So I have classes here. So my major was pottery. So when I moved to here, I was just looking for jobs, and I heard that they're hiring art instructors. So I'm teaching art class here. for kids and adults.
So let's talk about your show on Friday night, the release of Color Freak World. That's happening at the Rose from 7 to 10 p.m. Friday, February 2nd. What's all happening that night?
So I will display all my latest paintings, and also will serve Jackson Hole Stewart vodka cocktails so everyone can enjoy drinks and art. And I will share my stories, my personal stories and my art stories, and each of my paintings has their own stories behind it. So I will share all of that with people.
Can you share one of the stories behind one of the paintings with our listeners now, just to give them a little sample of what to expect on Friday?
So one of my early paintings is titled as Defender. So it looks like a girl, very angry, defiant girl with lots of accessories. And so I named it as a Defender because she's a young girl, but she wants to defend Color Freak World. She's got this desire to defend people and protect them. And so like that, each painting will have its own personality, like you're actually meeting them, not the paintings, but you're actually meeting the Color Freak tribe's people. So they will have this feeling that they're traveling Color Freak world.
Well, you can go meet those characters from Color Freak World on Friday at Jenna Kim's opening. That's happening from 7 to 10 at the Rose. Jenna, thank you for coming into KHOL. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
You are tuned into your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.